Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me today as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you joined me today, so thank you for that. If you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about nighttime skincare routines. The term beauty sleep generally refers to going to bed early in order to get a full 8 hours or more of sleep, with the idea that when we wake up, we will be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But for the savvy skincare enthusiast, beauty sleep entails a little more than simply jumping into bed at 9 p.m. and going to sleep. Having a nighttime skincare routine is one of the most important things we can do to achieve healthy skin, and here's why. The first thing is removing impurities from the day. Think about everything that your skin goes through during the day. You've applied products like foundation, blush, eye makeup, and sunscreen that could be clogging your pores. And if you've been outdoors, you've likely been exposed to UV radiation, high winds, or air pollution. And if you've been running around doing errands, you've probably sweated a little bit too. All of this contributes to a layer of dirt and debris that sit on top of your skin until you remove it at the end of the day. Just like you wouldn't want to go to bed at night without brushing your teeth, the same applies to your skin. The next thing is we want to repair and rejuvenate our skin. When we go to bed at night, this is when our minds and bodies rest. Our skin is no different. While we're asleep and in our most inactive state, our skincare treatments perform at their highest efficiency for several hours straight. Many nighttime products, which for one reason or another may not be good for daytime use, will have hours of uninterrupted time to deeply penetrate and repair the skin without having to compete with other factors like the sun or excessive sweating. The evening is also a great time for exfoliation treatments. Depending on the type and strength of your exfoliator, it may not be the best idea to use it in the morning. One reason, I believe, is because the exfoliator is removing that dead skin, and it's going to leave your skin more vulnerable to sun damage. But whether you use a gentle daily exfoliant or a more intense chemical one, doing so overnight when it's dark and the risk of overstimulation is minimized, it will give your skin ample time to recover and rejuvenate. The next thing is we want to improve our skin's condition. Regardless of your unique skin concerns or struggles, whether it's acne or aging, a proper nighttime routine will improve the overall condition of your skin at a more accelerated rate compared to no nighttime routine at all. And while you may be tempted to just grab a makeup wipe, smear it around your face, and call it a day, not taking advantage of this window is a missed opportunity that does not do your present or future self any favors. It is far easier, and in many cases cheaper, to prevent skincare issues before they happen than it is to reverse the damage once it's already there. And I get it, we're all busy people, and the more steps you have to take while you're in the bathroom, the more time you spend on a routine, the more it cuts into your day, your weekend, your sleep. But if you're able to set aside 5 to 10 minutes dedicated to nourishing your skin before you lay down at the end of the day, you'll wake up looking as great as you feel. And a nighttime skincare protocol is essential. So now that we understand why a nighttime skincare routine is so important and why we should be taking advantage of it, but what exactly does that entail and what are we supposed to do and how long does it take? Well, that all depends on the individual. Consultation with your esthetician is the best place to start. Your esthetician will be able to review your intake form, analyze your skin under a magnifying lamp, and make personalized recommendations based on your specific concerns and unique skin type. However, there are a few basic things you could start implementing right now into your nighttime skincare routine. Number one, double cleanse. You may have heard this before and thought, is this just a marketing ploy to make me use up all my product faster so I have to go back and buy more sooner? The answer is no, it really is not. There's an important purpose that double cleansing serves, especially at night. Many of us wear some type of product during the day, either a tinted moisturizer, sunscreen, or full makeup. Any layer placed on top of the skin during the day is a layer that acts as a soft barricade between your cleanser and your pores. So the first cleanse will remove that first layer of product, exposing your true skin and pores. The second cleanse will then be able to penetrate your pores without having to simultaneously break through that layer of built-up debris, and this will clean your skin much more efficiently. And this is when I also recommend that exfoliation be done. Then follow the exfoliation with your toner. And I've discussed before why a toner is so important, and it's a step not to be skipped. The toner will set your skin to its proper pH. And the reason why this is important is because once your skin is at its proper pH, the products that you put on will work the way they're meant to work. And by not using a toner, your products will not nearly be as effective, and you'll end up actually wasting product. After the double cleansing, well, another topic, there's masking. Some people do, some people don't. But face masks are an excellent treatment you can apply yourself once a week or so. And while they're known to be packed with active ingredients that can be really beneficial, the drawback is that they typically do take some time to sink in, anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. And this is not always ideal in the morning, since most of us don't have that kind of time and we're eager to get our day started. But at night, it's a fantastic way to start your wind-down routine before bed while also giving your skin a burst of nutrients and nourishment. But if you get too tired by the end of the day, like most people do, you can just wait for your monthly facial and have the professional mask applied while you enjoy the deeply relaxing shoulder and neck massage. Next is serum applications. If you really want to make the most out of your serums, and most of us do because they tend to be a little pricey, apply them at night. There are a few reasons for this, and one reason has to do with the natural regenerative properties our skin undergoes during the overnight hours. Once we're asleep, our brains send a message to our body indicating that now is the time to repair and regenerate our skin cells. It's during this state that any applied serums can be more effectively absorbed into the skin, and they're able to perform at their highest potential. And even another reason is that some serums are better or safer to use at night. For example, retinol or any products containing vitamin A, these are used to increase our cellular turnover so our skin appears smoother with minimal deep wrinkles. And if our skin naturally undergoes regenerative processes at night anyway, it makes sense to use products that are aiming to do the same thing and help the process along a little bit more effectively. And keep in mind, retinol products all cause photosensitivity. And if you're not sure whether or not you will be out in the sun, why take the risk of potential skin damage when you can simply apply it at night and then not have to worry? But do remember to use a sunscreen during the day, especially if you're using a vitamin A product. And a good rule of thumb is to remember that a daytime skincare routine is meant to protect your skin, while a nighttime skincare routine is meant to repair your skin. And because each of these routines each serve a unique and different purpose, they should be treated as such and involve slightly different protocols, products, and treatments. And while this may sound overwhelming at first, it absolutely does not have to be. There shouldn't be anything complicated about incorporating separate daytime and nighttime skincare routines. So consult with your esthetician, who can help you break it down into smaller pieces about what you should and should not be doing. And once you get the hang of it, you'll really see how far a little bit of beauty sleep can go. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about skincare, simply subscribe to my podcast and you'll be notified each time a new episode becomes available. Bye for now.